This is Dishing It Up with Jan D'Autry.
And welcome back to Dishing It Up. I want to end the show with a very heartfelt organization that I found out about this year. And I'm going to bring in Vanessa Baker right now. She is our favorite teen and parent coach. And she's helped so many people through so many dilemmas and helping us achieve a better relationship. And we both connected with a great, great charity, an organization called Eric's House. And Eric's House was developed for to create help and therapy and programs for people who have dealt with the loss from suicide or substance abuse. And it's kind of an epidemic, unfortunately, right now. The world is just in turmoil. Vanessa, I want to bring you in because I first found out about Eric's House when I did a video for them, and I immediately knew that I wanted you to link up with them. And so I want to hear your perspective on Eric's House and what your experience was like.
Well, I went in last week, and it was so powerful to be there in that space. It's a beautiful home, and all the rooms are set up by the parents of, I think it was mostly boys who are young men who had lost their lives to either suicide or overdose. And so each of these rooms had their special items and quotes and pictures. And one wall was covered with this background of a lake where he grew up. And oh my gosh, where he visited every summer. And so it's just like the feeling that I had when I went in there. Every piece of art had meaning. Every nuance like was thought through. And I'll tell you one thing that surprised me is a lot, I thought I was there like, oh, I want to serve. I want to be connected with this because it just means so much to me to be there for the, specifically for the surviving teenagers in the families where there's been a loss to suicide.
Yes.
So that's one point. That's why I thought I was there. And that is what I'm going to get to do. And I'm really excited about that. But let me tell you something else that happened. My dad committed suicide last year.
Oh, my
and
God.
I didn't realize how disconnected I was from that experience as a child, even though I'm 43. I was 43. Yeah, so it hasn't even been that long. I'm stuttering. I didn't realize how disconnected I was from that loss, how I like handled it as best as I could in the moment. And then I didn't have time to like deal with my grief. And Marianne was, I would never say picking on me, but pointing out to me that I've got to handle that. So what a wonderful coincidence that that's where I ended up, right?
That is amazing. And Marianne Gauvet created Eric's House for her son, Eric, who lost his life to suicide at age 18. And she just had to figure out how to deal with the grief and then come to find out so many people were in her shoes and they lost their way. They didn't have the way forward. And she offers counseling and grief therapy and companionship and so many programs from experts, international experts in the field of grief and overcoming this and moving forward. It's really amazing what's been happening at Eric's House. And I'm so happy that you, for many reasons now, I'm happy that you were there personally, but I'm happy that you're going to be bringing your expertise in parent and teen coaching, because you get stuck unless you grieve properly, unless you revisit the situation over and over and over again, you're not going to get through it. And that's the one thing that people don't want to do. They don't want to go through the experience in their head over and over again, but that's the only way. I mean, there's so much to it, but I just think that your expertise and what Eric's House is doing right here in the Valley is making an imprint internationally.
Wow, yes. And you know, one thing that came up with an inside of our conversation was that the siblings are the forgotten mourners. The siblings who have lost their siblings to suicide are the forgotten mourners. And I can remember just in my childhood, I didn't lose a sibling to suicide, but I had a sibling who needed, my only sibling who needed a lot of attention because she was going through a lot of different stuff. And I'll tell you this, I resented having to go get help in quotes or go to her therapist and go to family counseling and stuff because of what she was dealing with. I was also a teenager, and I had my own stuff that I wanted to work on or didn't want to work on, and I resented being looped in. So what we discovered in our conversation is that my style, which is very, in a way, non-confrontational to the teenager because they don't want to be, well, here, I'm putting you in this appointment with this person to help you.
Right.
We're going to go about it in a totally different way. I'm going to start interviewing these kids and finding out, like telling them I need their help for research and interviewing them on what it's like. And then they'll, by way of that, just open up, but they won't think that they need to get the help. Do you see how that would be a turnoff to a teenager?
Absolutely, I do. And I also think that there may be a book there for you or something.
Yeah. And already decided.
Speaking of that, you cover girl made the cover of what, Arizona Parenting Magazine?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm getting that honor. Yeah, it was about how to build a better relationship with your teenager, and it's in the November issue, and that's just got, like, it's one, the first article I've had, too, where you actually have to turn the page.
So that's amazing.
I really hope that makes a dent, you know, because I do want to figure out how to build a better relationship, how to help parents build better relationships with their teenagers. And also, not to be too dark, but life is short. Whether we lose people to accidents or suicide or
pandemics,
disease. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
We have to be more awake and aware to that. Sorry to be so cliche, but how fragile and short life is. And nobody who's dealt with that expected it.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you what, this could be the greatest gift that you could give to someone this holiday is the gift of yourself, a healthy self, and kind of going to the dark places and figuring out how you got here. So VanessaBakerMindset.com, and for Eric's House, this beautiful facility in Scottsdale, it's Eric'sHouse.org. Vanessa, thank you so much. The best of holidays to you, and I will see you at Eric's House.
Thank you. Bye, Jan.
You take care. Again, everyone, VanessaBakerMindset.com. That's our show for this week. If you missed any part of it, all you have to do is go to KTAR.com, click on podcasts up at the top of the page, and scroll right down to the Dishing It Up show page, and all of the information is right there for you. Now, for that amazing stocking cookie that looks like a tie-dye with a beautiful glaze, I've got a video and a recipe for you on my website at jandiatri.com, jandatri.com, or on my Facebook, Pinterest, Twitter, you name it, it's all there. And I think you're going to love these cookies. The holidays are upon us. Let's make people happy with Christmas cookies. We'll see you next Saturday when we dish it up all over again. Bye. We'll be right back.